following broadcast is a production of the Lynchburg Hillcats and Minor League Baseball. Nestled within the Blue Ridge Mountains sits one of the oldest ballparks in Minor League Baseball. For nearly 60 years, this ballpark has played home to Lynchburg's lone professional team. It's a ballpark that's seen history and Hall of Famers. A ballpark that's seen its fair share of heroes and legends. A ballpark that has seen contenders and championships.
And Lynchburg, the 2017 Carolina League champions.
Last season, the Lynchburg Hillcats fell just short of the crown.
And the Charleston River Dogs are your 2022 Carolina League champions.
In 2023, they've set their sights on glory.
Break out the champagne! Lynchburg lives to see another day!
From Appomattox to the Blue Ridge Parkway, the Hillcats run Central Virginia.
The Hillcat hero! Strike him out, throw him out, double play. The third runner being waved around, he will score! Bases clearing double, the Hillcats are headed to the championship series.
Live inside Bank of the James Stadium, here's the voice of the Lynchburg Hillcats, Jason Prill.
It is a beautiful evening inside Bank of the James Stadium as the Lynchburg Hillcats and Charleston River Dogs get set for game number 4 of this 6-game series. It's been fun so far. A very entertaining week as every game has been pretty close. Yesterday, the one exception, it was a 4-run victory for the River Dogs. However, it was a 3-spot in the 7th inning that catapulted them to victory. Otherwise, the Hillcats put 3 runs on the board in the bottom half of the 8th inning. Would have been a tie game going into the 9th. However, those 3 runs made a whole heck of a lot more difference as the River Dogs picked up their first win of the series. Lynchburg has won 2. They won the first 2 of the week, both in pretty dramatic fashion. In each ballgame, the River Dogs had the go-ahead run at the plate in the 9th inning. But the Lynchburg bullpen was able to shut them down and prevent them from scoring. The first night they won 7-5. After a late home run from Lexer Sadui gave them a little bit of additional cushion. Then on Wednesday evening, it was a walk-off. They put 4 runs on the board in the bottom half of the 8th inning to take a 2-run lead after they had trailed for much, and at that point, all of the ball game. River Dogs were able to tie it with 2 in the 9th before Lynchburg loaded the bases with nobody out, and Jose Devers hit his 2nd walk-off base hit of the season and drove home the winning run. That's where we sit coming into today in this series. Lynchburg will toss Alonzo Richardson. For the River Dogs, Alex Ayala Jr., a guy who Hillcats fans might remember from a season ago. He squared off against the Hillcats. He has a championship ring to his name. The Hillcats would like a little bit of revenge. We'll step aside and get ready for first pitch in a moment after this on Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
If you're looking for a home, auto, or life insurance plan, look no further. State Farm has been offering great coverage at surprisingly low rates for over 100 years. Stop in and see one of the 4 Central Virginia insurance agents. For Lynchburg, call Chip Harvey. For Rustburg, contact Jack Dean. For Appomattox, call Sarah Saunders. And for Madison Heights, visit Kim Z. Gardner. Contact your local State Farm agents today.
The Virginia Commonwealth Games are back this summer in Lynchburg, Virginia, on the campus of Liberty University. Be a part of the tailgate party and opening ceremonies kickoff celebration. For more information, visit commonwealthgames.org.
Catch all the biggest games of the season with the Hillcats mini plan. Choose a 5-game plan, 10-game plan, or an undated voucher pack and create your very own Hillcats ticket plan this summer. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about Hillcats mini plans.
Lynchburg Hillcats baseball is here. From inside Bank of the James Stadium for the lineups and first pitch, here's the voice of the Hillcats, Jason Prill.
It's that time. Let's toss it down to Steve Stilwell to meet the Hillcats defense and the national anthem.
In left field, number 46, Gordon Brown. At first base, number 27, Bubba Puglia. At second base, number 1, Juan Benjamin. At shortstop, number 10, Jose Devers. At third base, number 13, Angel Hanau. And the man behind the plate, number 45, Zach Bosia. And the designated hitter tonight, number 5, Jose Pastrano. And on the mound for your Hillcats, number 6, Alonzo Richardson. Fans, at this time, we ask that you would rise and kindly remove your caps as we honor America with the singing of our national anthem. Joining us tonight, please give a Hillcats welcome to Ben Parrish.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
It's time for baseball in the Hill City. Lynchburg and Charleston almost set for game number 4 of this series. Jason Prill here with you, bringing you all the Hillcats action tonight and all season long. Alonzo Richardson on the mound for the Hillcats, the right-hander, 5'11", 165, 20 years of age from San Diego, California. In his last game against Kannapolis, one he'd probably rather forget. 4 innings, 3 hits, 5 runs, 4 walks, and a strikeout. However, his last outing here at home, arguably his best as a professional, 6 1/3, 2 hits, no runs, 1 walk, and 6 strikeouts for the right-hander. Converted shortstop, turned starting pitcher, as he will face a lineup for the River Dogs that looks a little something like this. Leading off, the left fielder Chandler Simpson. He had the night off yesterday, not today, but he is in left field. Batting second, the designated hitter Xavier Isaac. Hitting third, the catcher Dominic Keegan. Batting fourth, the first baseman Cooper Kinney. Hitting fifth, the guy who's been killing the Hillcats all week long, the third baseman Ryan Spikes. Batting sixth, the shortstop Carlos Colmenares. Batting seventh, the second baseman Odalis Peguero. Hitting eighth, the center fielder Christopher Barrette. And rounding out the starting nine, the right fielder Estanley Castillo. Those will be the nine for Charleston this afternoon as we get you set for first pitch. Richardson on the bump. Simpson in the box as the first pitch is delivered. It's bunted, but foul, and we are underway at exactly 6:30. Can't ask for a more prompt start time than that. 82 degrees and sunny. However, there is some strong wind. Grounder toward first, backhanded by Felia, flipping to Richardson, who covers the bag nicely for out number one. A much smoother play by Felia than the other night when he was at first base, when he overshot the pitcher trying to range over, especially to retire the speedy Simpson. Xavier Isaac will dig into the box. He's had quite the series for himself as well. He's doubled in the first inning in back-to-back ball games. He takes a strike here, 0-1. Each time he's come around to score. High chopper, foul first base side, as they'll try at 0-2. Isaac batting 261, 5 home runs, 23 RBIs. The 0-2 pitch, roped but foul. He was out in front of a changeup at 81. Richardson again delivers. It's bounced in there. One ball, two strikes. Richardson, originally committed to San Diego State, but decided to turn professional. The 1-2 is lined into right field, but Kavanaugh, drifting back, will make the grab out number two. For those of you who missed it, Brown in left, Antunez in center, Kavanaugh in right, and now at third, Devers at short, Benjamin at second, with Felia at the bag at first, and Zach Fascia behind the dish. His bases clearing triple the other night was the difference in the ball game. That resulted, I guess not the difference, as the first pitch to Keegan misses up high, ball one. But it gave the Hillcats an opportunity to walk things off. That's up high, 2-0. It would have been the difference had they not blown the lead in the top half of the ninth inning. High again, he's struggling to get it down in the zone, ball three. Three straight, all high. 3-0, runs up and in, and Keegan spins out of the way. The scouting report apparently was throw it high in the zone, and they did that, they just didn't execute it. Cooper Kinney will dig in. Kinney yesterday had the night off, back in the lineup today at first. First pitch grounded towards second, scooped up by Benjamin on to first, and the inning is over. Solid start for Richardson despite the walk as we head to the bottom half of the first inning here in Lynchburg. Don't go anywhere. Plenty more baseball to come on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live. Check out Creative Edge Design Incorporated for your signs, banners, and wrap services. We are a 3M certified graphics installation company backed by a 3M warranty, protecting your graphics against any cracking, fading, or peeling for over 10 years. Your graphics will continue to look exactly like they did on the day they were installed. Visit us at cedi.biz for more information. Creative Edge Designs, custom designs for you.
Want to create a memorable group experience at the ballpark this summer? To learn more about how you can customize group outings, picnics, and skybox suite rentals, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com today.
Hello, this is Jordan Smith, the Lynchburg Hillcats manager. You're listening to Hillcats Baseball.
Heading to the bottom half of the first inning here in Lynchburg, as the Hillcats and River Dogs scoreless after the top half. Alex Ayala Jr. on the mound for Charleston. The left-hander, 6'1", 204, out of Florida Southwestern State. It was the ninth round pick in 2021. On the year, he is 0-3 with a 4.10 ERA, 26 innings pitched. He's given up 12 earned runs, 16 walks, 27 strikeouts. So the Hillcats will try and get to him. He's given up 3 earned runs in each of his last 2 outings here in the month of June, as Juan Benjamin will lead things off for the Hillcats here this evening. The left-hander kicks and delivers, and it's fouled back into the screen for strike one. Benjamin watches that right through the zone at 88, strike two. He was the designated hitter yesterday when he picked up a single in the eighth inning. Would eventually come around and score. He lines this one into left field, but right at Simpson, who makes the grab for out number one. Benjamin, Devers, Wilfredo Antunez, Hanau, Kavanaugh, Felia, Fascia, Brown, and Pastrano, the 9 due up for the Hillcats in order. As Jose Devers will take his cuts now. Devers, his average back up to 211, but he just got a pitch clock violation for taking too long. So he'll be down to the count 0-1. Have to be facing the pitcher by 8 seconds. That's the first pitch misses outside for ball one. Lefty kicks and fires, working quickly. That missed in tight, ball two. Devers was down below 200 coming into this week. He's up over 211. He had a walk-off single on Wednesday evening. He golfs this one right side, drifting. The wind might carry this out of play. Kinney can't make the grab as the wind just kept carrying it wider and wider. That's going to be an issue. Anything that gets into the jet stream, it's not going to go out toward right field. It's going to go toward the foul line. The wind is blowing that sharply toward foul territory. It's kind of blowing in. You can hear it every once in a while on our crowd mic. 2-2 to Devers. Ground ball in between first and second into right field. And Devers has tonight's first hit. Alfredo Antunez will dig in. He's had a tough series at the dish. His average down to 263. He's got one home run, 16 RBIs. Devers, we'll see if they send him with the lefty on the mound. He does have 20 stolen bases. He holds. Antunez drifts it into right field, charging hard as Castillo. He won't get there. Devers takes a large turnaround second. The throw is wide, and so he's very capable of scampering back to the bag. Back-to-back base hits give Lynchburg a bit of a threat in the first inning as Angel Hanau will dig in. Hanau had 2 hits last night, the only Hillcat with 2. Couple with 1, but only 6 total. He grounds this one right at the shortstop. Colmenares on to first, double play as the inning is over. Hanau came out first pitch swinging and hit it right at short. The inning ending, double play. So a bit of a threat for Lynchburg on back-to-back base hits. However, a double play keeps them silent. We head to the second in the Hill City when we come back on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Scientech Systems is your technology partner. Whether it's business class internet, phone and TV, or their world-class IT services, Scientech is here to manage your technology needs so you can focus on what you love to do. Visit Scientech.com for a free quote today.
Hey there, Hillcats fans. 76 would like to invite you to save up when you fill up. Download the new Fuel Forward app today and save money every time you fill up at a 76 station. The new Fuel Forward app is the easiest way to pay and save on fuel. 76, we're on the driver's side.
You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Lynchburg and Charleston scoreless as we head to the top half of the second inning. The Hillcats wearing their all-white uniforms tonight. Arguably the cleanest look that they have. Charleston in their navy blues, which is what they wore the night that they won the Carolina League crown last season on this exact field. If you tune in to our pregame show at all, you'll hear the final call as part of our pregame open. The River Dogs have really enjoyed playing on this field the last few seasons. It'll be Ryan Spikes to lead things off, and he has been a killer for the Hillcats. He lines it left field and just foul. He had about 2 inches left of the chalk. He'll try again. Spikes, this series, 8 for 12. Two doubles, two singles, two home runs. Actually, three singles, pardon me, and a triple. He's already hit for one total cycle in the series. As that's a called strike. 0-2. He has played out of his mind in this series. Also the guy responsible for the final out of the championship game as he chops that foul. On the season, he's only hitting .281 against Lynchburg. Most of his damage has come in this series, actually pretty much all of it. Swung on and missed, and the first out of the inning is recorded as Ryan Spikes chases one and is struck out for the first time in this series. Carlos Colmenares will take to the plate. He's jammed foul for strike one. Colmenares was in the leadoff spot yesterday and a tough night at the dish. Went 0 for 4 and struck out 3 times. A long pause and you can hear the wind. It's now blowing straight in. The 0-1 fouled right at the plate. Colmenares a bit frustrated with himself as the fastball went a little bit high. 93 miles an hour. For the right-hander. The flag pull out in center field is shaking. Two-strike pitch. And it's popped foul. As Colmenares will stay alive. I have a feeling not much will be hit out of the ballpark tonight. The only way you're going to do it is if you golf it down the right field line. Upstairs, 1-2. Hillcats aren't a home run hitting team, but unless you hit it down the right field line, there is no shot of that ball getting out. The 1-2 chased a breaking ball down and away. Fascia will tag him, and there's two away. Back-to-back strikeouts for Richardson as Peguero will step to the plate. Odalis Peguero batting .252. He's had a pretty solid series, though, yesterday. Went 0 for 4, but he did reach a couple times on a fielder's choice. So that misses for ball one. Peguero on Wednesday evening, a triple and two singles. Swung out of his shoes, 1-1. Two down here in the top of the second inning as that's poked foul for strike two. Richardson pounding the zone here in this frame. A 1-2 pitch from the righty. A little bit up and away. Two balls, two strikes. Kicks and delivers. Hopped up. Third base side. Hanau ranging out of play, and it'll find the party deck out in left field. They'll try again at two balls and two strikes. Got to be paying attention here tonight. That ball's going to drift. 2-2. Right field. Kavanaugh ranging toward the line on his horse, and it will play right at the base of the wall and get caught. It'll be a two-out double for Peguero. That ball got caught underneath the fence in right field. There's just a little bit of a gap at the bottom, probably no greater than 4 inches. But the ball landed right at the base, and instead of ricocheting back toward Kavanaugh, it just popped up, hit the padding, and went straight back down and stuck. Christopher Barrette will take down low for ball one. So the River Dogs threatening here in the top of the second inning. First hit allowed by Richardson. The 1-0. Line drive into right center field. That'll get down. They're going to wave the runner around. Peguero will come without a throw. And the River Dogs, for the fourth straight ball game, have a lead first. Lynchburg has had to play from behind a lot, but the double does some damage as Estanley Castillo will step in. Runner dancing off of first, trying to distract the right-hander. Bascia wanted to throw behind the runner. It was in the dirt. One run in here in the top of the second inning. 1-0 advantage for the River Dogs. The 1-0, right field, hooking, and that'll land in fair territory. Castillo will pick up a base knock. The throw comes in quickly towards second, and it bounces off the back of Castillo, and that'll allow the runner to come home from third as Castillo will pick up an RBI. He might have been out had that not hit him. He tried stretching it into a double, and it just caught a piece of him and dribbled into left field where the Hillcats had nobody waiting. So Barrette will come home. Castillo on second after the double. Chandler Simpson, high chopper, foul first base side. So Richardson started off pitching very well and now having some problems in the top of the second inning. He struck out the first two of the frame. So that misses in tight, 1-1. But the next three have all reached. Simpson has had a forgettable series. He's only reached base one time. That was on a bunt. Line drive into left field. That'll get down in front of Brown. The runner will have to hold at third. Nobody was covering second. Simpson got about a quarter of the way toward the bag before Benjamin realized it and cut him off. Four straight hits after two were away here in the second inning. Castillo now at third. Runners at the corners. Two away. And Xavier Isaac at the dish. Fascia wants to go out and have a word with Richardson just to calm him down. He was pitching with confidence. And apparently that double into the corner rattled him enough as he has allowed four straight base hits. Wind continues to blow straight in. Xavier Isaac, 0-for-1, lined out to right field in his first trip. A throwback toward first. The tag was not placed, but Simpson was leaning a little bit. I think it's safe to say he's going to be running. Not a matter of if, but when. He leads the Carolina League with 39 stolen bases. A long pause by the right-hander. He throws over again. The tag did not get him. Looked like it was close. Now Simpson can, for all intents and purposes, run freely. Because if they don't get him, it's a balk. And if they do get him, it is the end of the inning. But That's going to be tough. He takes off toward second. The pitch is in the zone. They fake toward third, but nothing doing by Castillo. Simpson now in scoring position as well with his 40th stolen base of the season. Line drive into center field. That'll plate two more as the River Dogs have broke it open here in the second inning as they have poured it on. Five straight base hits for the River Dogs. And the energy that was in the crowd to start the game has since dissipated as Richardson has fallen apart after picking up the first two outs of the frame. That'll draw out Tony Arnold, the pitching coach, to have a word. Really not sure what happened. Other than the walk to Keegan in the first inning, he had been pretty solid to start the ball game. Then he struck out two to open up the second inning. Spikes included, who was 8 for 12 coming into his at-bat. He struck out Colmenares, and after that, things have fallen apart. He just needs one out to get out of the inning, but now the Hillcats are down 4-0. And they are not a very strong ball club when they fall behind first. They have 8 wins on the season. They're 8-23 when they score second, or perhaps don't score at all. Here we are, down by 4 in the top half of the second inning. River Dogs have pounced on the Hillcats. Grounder over toward third. Hanau will take the long throw to first, and the inning is finally over. However, the River Dogs, a two-out rally. 4 runs on 5 straight base hits as the inning comes to a close. We head to the bottom half of the second inning in the Hill City. After this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
The YMCA has been serving Lynchburg and the surrounding community for years. With 2 Central Virginia locations, the YMCA has plenty to offer for kids and adults alike. To join or check out one of the classes, camps, or programs offered by the Y, visit ymcacva.org or stop in at their downtown or Jamerson locations. The YMCA is a proud partner of Lynchburg Hillcats baseball.
Catch all of the biggest games of the season with the Hillcats mini plan. Choose a 5-game plan, 10-game plan, or undated voucher pack and create your very own Hillcat ticket plan this summer. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about Hillcats mini plans.
Mi nombre es José Debe. Infield. Está escuchando Hillcat.
Well, a 4-run inning puts Charleston out 4-0. Hillcats had Ayala in a tough situation in the bottom half of the first inning, but now Lynchburg is the one that will have a lot of work to do as the River Dogs have jumped out to the 4-run advantage. When scoring the first run, Charleston is 15-17. So it's not all over. However, they need to make a move soon, as that finds the zone for strike one. When they lead going into the after the fifth inning, they are 17-7. Kavanaugh drives this one to right field. Castillo ranging back, looking up. It is gone. Press Kavanaugh with his first home run of the season as he lofted it deep over the right field wall. And the Hillcats get a run back. A 4-1 deficit thanks to Press Kavanaugh. And that's how to start an inning. And one I'm sure he won't soon forget. Bubba Folia will step in. takes outside ball one. So let's see how Ayala responds after surrendering the home run. Downstairs, ball two. On the year, he has given up three home runs, that being his fourth. 3-0 is Ayala, struggling to find the zone against Bubba Filia. Filia had two home runs the other night, both to dead center. That'll be a little bit tougher to do today. 3-0. Caught the inside edge, 3-1 he was taking all the way. That wind blowing out towards straightaway right field. 3-1. That hit him. Filia turns toward the dugout and says, come on, boys, let's go. Let's get these runs back. As he takes first the hard way. I'm sure he wished he could have turned out of the way, but any way, by any means, you can get to first at this point when you're down by three. That's his 12th time being hit by a pitch this season. Absolutely incredible. Zach Fascia pops it up out of play for strike one. Filia at first. As Fascia takes upstairs, 1-1. Filia now second in the Carolina League with hit by pitches with 12. The 1-1 lifted in the right field. Castillo will settle underneath this one as not enough to get it out of here. First out of the inning recorded. As Jordan Brown will dig in. Brown, for the most part, a dead pull hitter. When a swing is consistent, he can slap it across the yard, but for the most part, he's pulling the ball. As he pulls this one left field, and that'll drift foul. Wind not strong enough to push that back. He was out in front of a fastball at 89. The 0-1 from Ayala. Brown spit on it as it missed wide. One ball, one strike. Brown second on the team with four home runs. The left-hander delivers well outside. 2-1. Filia over at first. Lead-off home run in the inning by Prez Kavanaugh. With the Hillcats on the board. 2-1. Fouled back to the screen. 2-2 as Brown had a good pitch. Just got underneath it. Ayala sets and checks first. Roped foul third base side. He'll try again at 2-2. Lefty delivers. Well inside. Brown had to scoop back. Full count. One aboard, one away. Bottom of the second inning. Four-run advantage for the River Dogs. Payoff pitch. Brown chops it foul. A good at-bat as he's fighting off some solid pitches. He's just out in front of that fastball. However, Ayala has struggled to control his off-speed stuff. As the payoff pitch goes fastball again, it's popped up right field. Castillo charging in on it, on the run, hustling, and almost collides with Peguero, who was ranging out as he had to backtrack and contort his body to make the grab. That was almost a dangerous collision as Peguero was pulling off and Castillo had to range back toward him. Jose Pastrano will step in. Ground ball up the middle, scooped by the shortstop, and on to second for the inning ending put out. However, the Hillcats get a run back. Press Kavanaugh opens up the inning with his first home run of the season, a solo shot to right field. We'll be back with more on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Revenge will be on the mind of the Lynchburg Hillcats as a rematch of last year's Carolina League Championship takes place at Bank of the James Stadium June 13th through the 18th. Join us on Friday as we give away 500 three-quarters length t-shirts for Backyard Hillcats Night. On Saturday, the Hillcats will be raising money for the Pediatric Brain Tumor Foundation as part of the Hillcats versus Cancer Night. Then on Sunday, sign up for the Father's Day barbecue to enjoy special treats for dads and their families. Get your tickets at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Catch all the action all season long at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Now, back to the field. Here's Jason Pritt.
Alonzo Richardson remains on the mound for his third inning of work in between innings. I don't know what happened, but Guy Lipscomb was trying to get his back cracked, walking up and down the dugout. Lexer Sadui was the guy who bit it and didn't go so well. Cooper Kinney leads things off, takes a called strike, 0-1. Lipscomb significantly taller than Sadui, and Sadui almost fell over trying to help him crack his bat. 1-1 as that missed out wide. They shared a good laugh. Both are okay. A 1-1 slapped into center field as Antunez will make the grab for out number one. So Kinney is retired. Even despite the struggles, the Hillcats have developed a good team chemistry. That's just one example of how well these guys get along. They enjoy being around the ballpark together. Even though wins have been hard to come by at times, they're still performing and playing really well as a unit. First pitch is in there for a called strike. They enjoy being around each other. Missing wide, 1-1. Everybody talks to everybody. Sometimes clubhouses can fall into a bit of a click mindset. 1-1, popped up, third base side. Hanau ranging toward the dugout. It'll actually be Fascia who secures it. Route number two. The Hillcats have not had any problems, as far as I've noticed, about a clickiness. They all hang out together, even the pitchers and the batters. They all spend time with each other. Carlos Colmenares takes one down low for ball one. And for a lot of these guys, this is going to be the group that you're with for the next few years. 1-1 on Colmenares. As you make your way through minor league baseball, 1-1, upstairs, 2-1. At least the way Cleveland has operated. And you look at how everybody from Lynchburg bumped up to Lake County this season. in the dirt. Ball three. And so there's a chance that these guys could be playing with each other for quite a few years. The 3-1. Inside ball four in Colmenares. Will reach with a two-out walk, the second walk issued by Richardson. As Peguero, who started the two-out rally last inning, will dig in. Up and away, ball one. Peguero doubled and scored in the second inning as part of that four-run, two-out rally for the River Dogs. 1-0, runner breaks for second. It's golfed into right center field, but Antunez will make the grab on the run. Ended up not being hit as hard as I thought it was. Sounded better than it traveled. Inning comes to a close as Richardson puts a zero up for the third. We head to the bottom half of the inning, a 4-1 lead for the River Dogs when we come back on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
The Lynchburg Area Youth Sports Initiative, also known as LAZY, exists to make sports accessible to all kids through pop-up clinics, camps, motivational speakers, and their free sports locker. Have gently used gear and equipment sitting around in your garage? Drop off your donation in the LAZY Sports Locker donation cart to get one free general admission ticket to a Hillcats game. Support LAZY and help kids play.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of Minor League Baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
I'm Press Cavanaugh, outfielder, and you're listening to Hillcats Baseball.
It's a 4-1 advantage for the River Dogs as we head to the bottom half of the third inning. Top of the order due up, Benjamin Devers and Antunez will be the three. Benjamin lined out to left field in his first trip back in the first inning. In the leadoff spot tonight. Something he doesn't get very often. That one misses down low for ball one. In fact, I don't think, at least here at Bank of the James Stadium, I don't think he's been a leadoff hitter. 1-1. He's had to compete with the likes of Guy Lipscomb and Nate Furman for the entirety of the season. Lipscomb getting tonight off. Ground ball over towards second. Peguero will scoop it and fire over toward first for out number one. Jose Devers, he singled in the first inning. Had the first hit of the ball game. Left-hander has it grounded over toward third. Up the arm of Spikes. He sticks with it, but Devers able to make it down the line as Spikes played it a little bit too casually and it rolled right up his left arm. That'll be an error on the third baseman as Wilfredo Antunez will step in. He's got a single. He grounds this one to first. And this could be two. They throw down to second. They lose the ball. So they get Antunez at first. Devers is safe at second as Colmenares couldn't glove it. Antunez in a bit of disbelief. He thought it went foul. It looked like Kinney just awkwardly played it. Fielder's choice moves Devers into scoring position for Angel Hanau. Now with two down. Ayala delivers a called strike, 0-1. So now the Guardians' 11th ranked prospect. Actually, I think with some of the graduations, he's up to 10th, according to MLB Pipeline. He's batting 293. The 1-1. Downstairs. Two balls and a strike. And now grounded into a double play that ended the first inning. He swung at the first pitch and hit it right at the shortstop. The Cats would love to get that runner home from second. Two away, the 2-1 from Ayala. Floats it in there, 2-2. Two-two pitch from the lefty with two away. Runner on second. Here it comes. Runner breaks for third. It's roped into right center field. That'll get down. Devers will come home and score. And the deficit is now two. An RBI single for Angel Hanau, his fifth RBI of the year. Makes it 4-2 Charleston as Lynchburg has creeped their way a little bit closer. Got to bring up Prez Cavanaugh. He had a solo shot to open up the second inning. The Cats had the hit and run on and it worked to perfection. Two away. First one catches the corner. Strike one. Josh Halsey behind the plate. Shane Sullivan in the field. Bottom of the third inning. 4-2 ball game. Throw over toward first. And now barely leading off. The scoreboard right now says 8-1 in favor of Charleston. I believe they put the four in the wrong spot. The 0-1 to Cavanaugh. He fouls it back, had another good cut. Strike two. Runner on first is Hanau. Cavanaugh down two strikes. Runner breaks. It's grounded up the middle. And that should end the inning as Cavanaugh is retired. It probably would have found center field had Hanau not been running. It was a dribbler up the middle. Colmenares ranging over, making an easy play toward first. And the frame comes to a close. However, Angel Hanau picks up another RBI, his fifth of the year, with a single to score Jose Devers. We head to the fourth here in Lynchburg. We'll be right back after this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Valley Live.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Want to create a memorable group experience at the ballpark this summer? To learn more about how you can customize group outings, picnics, and skybox suite rentals, visit lynchburg-hillcats.com today.
It's time for a quick check of the Carolina League scoreboard. Back inside Bank of the James Stadium, here's Jason Prill.
Well, we've got the scoreboard figured out. 4-2. Charleston out in front. Now the scoreboard that we turn our attention to is the Carolina League scoreboard. A lot of games just getting underway. Friday night being the fireworks night for a lot of folks. not here in Lynchburg. Ours is tomorrow night. Scoreless ball games in the bottom of the first for both Salem and Delmarva and Myrtle Beach and Fredericksburg. As Christopher Barrette will ground it over toward third, and now playing in on the grass will fire to first for out number one. One pitch, one out. In the bottom of the first, Carolina, the Mudcats have a 2-0 advantage over Augusta. So the Green Jackets have a runner on first with nobody out. Just getting underway. Columbia and Fayetteville scoreless in the top of the first inning. And that's your Carolina League scoreboard. As that finds the zone for called strike. Castillo doubled earlier as he lines this one into right field. That'll be a base knock. Castillo having himself a nice ball game. Only his second game back from being activated. Chandler Simpson, he's 1-for-2. He singled and scored in the second inning as well. A four-run frame for the River Dogs. Corners pulled in, expecting a bunt. He lines this one into right field. Back-to-back base hits. As Kavanaugh throws behind the runner Castillo, but nobody on second. And he's back safely. Must be the even inning. Richardson has pitched well in the first and the third, and all of his hits have come in the second and the fourth. Xavier Isaac with one away. He's 1-for-2. Runners on first and second. Grounded right at the plate, up the back of the first baseman, the designated hitter. I'm a little confused as to what just happened. Isaac appeared frustrated about whatever the call was, even though it was just a foul ball. Maybe a bit of miscommunication. The 0-1. Rounded foul. It's possible the umpire put his arms out to signal foul. He may have accidentally just said fair and then corrected himself because Fascia hopped up out of his crouch quickly as if it was a fair ball. Two strikes on Isaac. Right-hander Richardson will check second. Three times. And now timeout is called by Isaac as the pause made him wait a little bit longer than he had hoped. Two aboard, one away. Top of the fourth inning, 4-2 lead for the River Dogs. Richardson comes set at the belt. Now the 0-2. Popped up. Shallow center field. The shortstop Devers will traverse over towards second base. The second out of the inning. That ball hung up for a while and the wind made it what should have been Benjamin's ball as Devers had to come all the way over toward where second base typically stands to make the grab. Dominic Keegan, runners on first and second, two away. He takes upstairs, ball 193-mile-an-hour fastball from Richardson. Keegan, 0-for-1, walked back in the first inning. Keegan behind the plate tonight. That finds the zone, 1-1. Keegan, the fourth-round pick of the Rays in 2022, ended Vanderbilt. 1-1 in the dirt. Good job by Fascia to keep it in front. I'll have to do some digging, but that timeline would mean he probably caught for the likes of Jack Leiter and Kumar Rocker. In the dirt again, a good job by Fascia to keep it out in front of him. 3-1. Keegan playing very well, batting 316 on the season. A 3-1 from Richardson. Upstairs, ball four, and he lost him. Bases loaded, two away. Cooper Kinney, 0 for 2, takes a called strike, 0-1. Richardson fires that one up and in, one ball, one strike. Tough situation. You've chipped into the deficit a little bit. Don't really want to lose it. Kinney chased a breaking ball in the dirt, and he's down. One ball, two strikes. 4-2 our score. Bases juiced here in the top half of the fourth inning for the River Dogs. Having won last night's ball game. Trying to win their second straight. Richardson. A long pause. And now into the motion. Ground ball up the middle into center field as here come two runs for the River Dogs. And just like that, the effort you've put in to cut the deficit in half, wiped away. Castillo and Simpson both score. Keegan into scoring position as the fourth inning. Biting Alonzo Richardson. Spikes chase the first pitch down in the dirt. Ball one. Popped up. Right field, and that'll drift out of play as Spikes now down 0-2. Spikes, 0-2 on the day. He struck out in his first trip to the plate. Two-strike pitch from Richardson with the wind blowing in. A long pause and check of second. Inside corner did not get the call. Devers bends down to pick up some dirt. Make it look like he wasn't trying to leave the field. One, two. Up high once again. Did not chase. And the count is even at two apiece. Spikes working his way back into the at-bat. We mentioned he's been a frustrating foe for Lynchburg in this series. The right-hander checks second. His 72nd pitch of the night is down and away. Full count. Richardson was ahead in the count 0-2, and Spikes has worked his way back to being in it. Payoff pitch. Breaking ball inside corner. Sit down. See you later. As Ryan Spikes is retired on the strikeout for the second time this evening. We head to the bottom half of the fourth. 6-2 advantage for the River Dogs when we return on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Valley Live.
Hey, Hillcats fans. Has your big bank just closed its doors? Come on over to Bank of the James. We make banking better in just three easy steps. First, stop by Bank of the James to open your account. Second, bring your current checking statement so we can help you with recurring transactions. And third, enjoy banking the way it should be. Why Bank of the James? We're your strong, local bank, and we're committed to you. Putting community first for 24 years. Come on over to Bank of the James.
Catch all of the biggest games of the season with the Hillcats Mini Plan. Choose a 5-game plan, 10-game plan, or an undated voucher pack, and create your very own Hillcat ticket plan this summer.
Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about Hillcats Mini Plans.
Hello, this is Jordan Smith, the Lynchburg Hillcats manager. You're listening to Hillcats Baseball.
Lynchburg down again by four as the two spot in the top of the fourth inning puts the River Dogs back out in front. It'll be Felia, Fascia, and Brown to face Ayala. As Ayala has pitched efficiently. Ran into a little trouble in the last two innings, but he's minimized any damage. The Hillcats have been aggressive at the plate, putting a lot of balls in play. No strikeouts recorded for Ayala. He doesn't pick up very many to begin with. Only 27 on the season. True ground ball pitcher. Felia takes a called strike, 0-1, 87 on the radar gun. The 0-1. Chopped foul for strike two. Felia batting 150. Was hit by a pitch. His team leading 12th. Well outside. 1-2. The next closest is 7, but he's no longer with the team. Nate Furman up in Lake County. After that, nobody's above 5. In the dirt, 2 balls, 2 strikes. So Felia putting his body on the line to try to give the Hillcats any sort of advantage in every ball game he's in. 2-2 is down in the dish. Full count. He gets hit about once every 4 games. Payoff pitch. He lifts this one into right center field. Barrette on the run, losing his cap, almost colliding with Castillo, who cut him off for the grab. One away. A bit of miscommunication in the outfield as Castillo, ranging over as well, just coming up from the Complex League in Florida, and almost collided with the center fielder, Barrette. So it'll be a P9 putout. And Zach Fascia, 0-for-1 on the day. Takes a breaking ball in there for a called strike, 0-1. Nobody aboard, one away, 6-2 advantage as this is grounded up the middle and into center field past Pagero as Fascia picks up a base knock. This first of the day. Jordan Brown will dig in. Left fielder tonight. He flew out to right field in his last trip as well. Asha takes his lead, probably not running unless he gets away like it almost did there from Keegan. Asha's only got 1 stolen base on the year. Not what you would call a speed demon. A 1-0. Brown drives this into left center field. That'll get down for a base hit. As Fascia takes a wide turn, they throw back behind him, but it went straight into the grass. And might have had him as he took a little bit too big of a turn, but back-to-back base hits. Give the Hillcats a runner in scoring position for Jose Pastrano. Pastrano grounded out to short to end the inning. Back in the second. First pitch upstairs, ball one. Pastrano. Switch hitter. batting from the right-hand side. Strong winds blowing out toward right field again. As he chased a high fastball, 1-1. It is blustery. Flagpole continues to shake, and now so are some of the lights in the outfield. Just a little bit of a sway. Downstairs, ball two. It's a good thing we don't have fireworks tonight. They'd be flying all over the place with this kind of wind. 2-1, up and away, ball three. Two aboard, one away. As Pastrano steps out and calls time. Hillcats down 6-2. A two spot in the top half of this inning. Gave Charleston that four-run advantage yet again. After the Hillcats shipped away in the second and the third. The 3-1 to Pastrano. Up above the belt, ball four. And the bases are loaded. That'll bring up Juan Benjamin. As it'll first bring out a visit from Levi Romero, the pitching coach for the River Dogs. Crucial moment here. The Hillcats need to get a couple runs back to stay right with the River Dogs. You don't want to let it get too far out of hand. We mentioned their record as games continue. When the River Dogs are leading after five, they're 17-7. After six, 19-6. After seven, 19-3. After eight, 19-3 as well. So the Hillcats need to make a move. Juan Benjamin takes inside, ball one. Took something off of it. Maybe a bit of a slider. The 1-0 from the lefty. Up and away, went with the fastball that time, ball two. Nowhere to put Benjamin. So patience could be a good thing. The 2-0. Up and in, ball three. We'll see if he gets the green light on the 3-0. He squares and pulls back, and a four-pitch walk. Here's the Hillcats a run closer, back-to-back walks. From Ayala, have given the Hillcats a three-run deficit, and they're still threatening with only one away here in the fourth inning. Jose Devers, he reached on an error in his last trip. He's 1-for-2. He had a single in the first inning. Takes above the belt, ball one. Gotta capitalize when you have moments like this. As Keegan will go out to the mound. It's interesting to note, Alex Ayala Jr. and the Hillcats' own Magnus Ellerts both attended Florida Southwestern State. Ayala was there before Ellerts. Ellerts was only there for one season. So when Ayala was drafted and left in the ninth round of 2021, Ellerts came in and filled his spot. How do you like that? Not very often you get two guys from Florida Southwestern State in one ball game. Down low, ball two. Pitching factory down there at Florida Southwestern. 2-0. Evers chased one a little bit low. 2-1 as he fought it off foul. Devers does hold a grand slam to his name on the season. Came well back in the year. The 2-1. Ground ball over towards second. Off the glove of Pagero. Everybody's safe. Pagero took his eye off of it. And Nyala sloops his shoulders. And a bit of disappointment, as that should have ended the inning. Instead, it ends his outing. Sean Smedley will make the walk out to the mound, and he'll head to the bullpen. But the base is still loaded and only one away. Second time Devers has reached on an error. We'll be back with the rest of this inning after this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live. This summer, spend your evenings at the ballpark with the Lynchburg Hillcats as they look to return to the Carolina League playoffs. Join us all season long for fun promotions, weekly fireworks shows, and America's pastime. Want to raise money for your school, religious organization, or nonprofit? Visit the Community Champions page on our website to turn baseball into bucks. For more information or for tickets, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Become a Hillcats season ticket member and never miss out on any of the action. Save money on tickets, enjoy VIP parking, and meet the Hillcats team for a season ticket member autograph session. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about becoming a Hillcats season ticket member.
You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Not the situation you want to come into if you're Juan Rodriguez. Base is loaded, one away, and a two-run deficit for the Hillcats. Rodriguez making his ninth appearance. He's 1-0 with a 5.40 ERA. In 10 innings, he's allowed 6 earned runs, 11 strikeouts, 4 walks. And an interesting thing to note, he's only forced 1 double play. He needs one here to get out of this jam, or a strikeout to at least give him an opportunity to leave the runner stranded. It'll be Wilfredo Antunez to lead things off against Rodriguez. Rodriguez, a right-hander. Antunez, they appeal. He did not go around as a breaking ball fell low in the zone for ball one. Rodriguez, 6'1", 180 out of the Dominican Republic. He was signed as an international free agent in 2021. The 1-0 to Antunez. That one finds the zone, 1-1. Base is loaded, one away. The only out, Bubba Filia, as he flew out to right field to open up the inning. 1-1. Antunez lifts it to right field. Castillo drifting back, backpedaling. He'll settle in front of the warning track. That'll allow another Hillcat to score, as we have ourselves a one-run ball game. As Pastrano touches home, Antunez does his job. Benjamin tags up and goes to third. Devers will stay at first. Runners at the corners. And now two away for Angel Hanau. He singled back in the third inning. That's how you capitalize. A three spot on the board. No cats battling their way back into things. Hanau swings out the first pitch and pops it out of play. Third base side. Benjamin at third, Devers at first. The 0-1, runner breaks for second. Slow choppers now might have helped him out. The run that scored is tied to Ayala. Not sure whether that one will be an earned run. Runners at the corners, two away. The two-strike pitch on Angel Hanau from Juan Rodriguez. Runner breaks again. It's down in the dirt. And a throw back behind the runner at third. They tag him, and they got him. Crowd not a fan. Jordan Smith not one either. As he trots out to Jose Devers at second. And I think he's got a few choice words for the umpire before heading back to the dugout. And he does. Benjamin still on one knee over at third, shaking his head in disbelief. Keegan threw behind the runner, and it worked out for him, but Lynchburg puts a three spot on the board as they trail by 6-5. Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Valley Live.
Stay close to the center of it all at La Quinta Lynchburg. Conveniently located near Routes 29, 460, and 501, La Quinta provides easy access to all that Lynchburg has to offer. La Quinta offers complimentary breakfast and Wi-Fi, a seasonal outdoor pool, and a fitness center. The hotel also offers meeting rooms and a business room, making it the perfect location for work and relaxation. Wake up on the bright side at La Quinta Lynchburg. Tonight's broadcast is directed and produced by Virch. Virch elevates your broadcast by supplementing your production staff with experienced switchers and operators. The graphics you're seeing on our broadcast tonight are powered by Virch's all-new graphics engine, offering advanced stats and personalized graphics on a budget. Visit www.virch.co to give your fans the next-gen viewing experience.
From Bank of the James Stadium, you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
They'll give Alonzo Richardson at least another inning, or a try to give him another inning, as Colmenares, Peguero, and Barrette, the three due up for the River Dogs. Richardson has already gone four. They have had some action down in the bullpen. It's about the second inning. First pitch in there for a called strike, 0-1. Richardson bumps a fastball in there again, strike two. Colmenares will step out and try to regroup. Richardson working quickly, up and in, 1-2. When Richardson gets into a groove, he tends to move fast. High drive right field. Kavanaugh drifting back toward the wall, looking up, and it's off the fast lane sign in right field. Just missing a home run is Colmenares, as the River Dogs will have their leadoff runner aboard in scoring position. Peguero will step in. Richardson closing in on 80 pitches. A runner on second. Nobody out. Line drive over towards short. Devers can't reach it on the hop. They'll hold the runner over at third as Antunez got to it quickly. And Peguero, as they threw it past the cutoff, moves into scoring position himself. A single and advancing to second on the throw. Second and third with the runners for Christopher Barrette. Every time the Hillcats trim into this lead, it seems like the River Dogs have a response. Barrette, 1-for-2. He chopped one foul. The infield pulled in. It worked to them, or worked for them the other night, as Hanau came home on a chopper. It might have been Tucker. I think it was Tucker. The 0-1. Down low.
One ball, one strike. Trying to keep it low in the zone to force something on the ground. 1-1. Ran it in at the knees, and Barrette had to do the tango to get out of the way. Two balls, one strike. Runners on second and third. Nobody out. The 2-1. Check swing. He went around, says the home plate umpire, Josh Halsey. 2-2. Now some chirping from the River Dogs dugout as Halsey looked over there. The 2-2 pitch from Richardson. In the dirt, a good job by Fafsha to keep it in front. Barrette laying off. Full count. This might be Richardson's last batter of the ball game, regardless of the outcome. There's somebody getting loose for the Hillcats. The payoff pitch, ground ball to first. Felia stabs at it, holds the runner at third. Will take himself to first for out number one. Nice play by the Hillcats first baseman. Keep the runner at third. And only a one-run deficit for the Hillcats. However, Astonley Castillo, who's caused some problems for Lynchburg tonight, he's 2-for-2. They have him scored as two singles. I have it as a single and a double as he swings through the first pitch. 0-1. I say a single and a double because I think he got hit in the back as he was trying to get to second. It wasn't thrown offline. Well out in front of a breaking ball, strike two. They're riding with Richardson, or at least this batter. Runners on second and third, one away. Infield remains pulled in. Two strikes on Castillo. Here's the pitch. Maybe. Now it comes. Line drive into center field. Three hits for Castillo. They're waving the runner around. Antunez slow with the throw. They throw back behind the runner at first. He's retired. But not before two more touch home for the River Dogs. And once again, they get those runs back. Third hit for Castillo. He's racking up the RBIs. And that, ladies and gentlemen, will be the end of the line for Alonzo Richardson. Jordan Smith will go to the bullpen as Richardson's day is done. And his Hillcats trailing 8-5 in the top half of the fifth inning. We'll be back with more on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Catch all the biggest games of the season with the Hillcats Mini Plan. Choose a 5-game plan, 10-game plan, or an undated voucher pack and create your very own Hillcats ticket plan this summer. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about Hillcats mini plans.
Become a member of Southpaw's Free Kids Club today and receive free access to select Hillcats home games, special member-only events, and lots of other fun benefits. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more. Southpaw's Free Kids Club is proudly presented by Lynchburg Dental Center.
Hey fans, this is Zach Pelle, right-handed pitcher, and you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Hillcats will go with the lefty, Yuri Hervacio, making his ninth appearance of the year. He's 1-2 with a 2.25 ERA. In 16 innings, 19 strikeouts, 7 walks. Opponents are hitting 164. He's given up 4 earned runs on the year. Seven of them total. We'll close the book on Alonzo Richardson since no runners are aboard now. Another night he would like to forget. 4 2/3, 11 hits, 8 runs. They were all earned. 3 walks and 3 strikeouts for the right-hander. He looked unhittable at times, and other times he couldn't get an out. It was an up-and-down outing for him. And the River Dogs capitalized every single time he was down. It'll be Chandler Simpson to lead things off. It's his 4th at-bat of the game, and we're in the top half of the 5th inning. He squares around, pulls back, called strike. 2 outs here in the 5th. Simpson, though, with a lot of speed, not afraid to lay one down. The 0-1, he does lay it down, and it goes foul, strike 2. That's his only hit of the series is a bunt, or coming into today, rather. He's got 2 base hits today. The 0-1. This one hit into center field on Tunis, ranging over, making the grab, and the inning is over. However, River Dogs score 2 more. They lead 8-5 as we head to the 6th, bottom half of the 6th in the Hill City. We'll be back after this on Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
The Virginia Commonwealth Games are back this summer in Lynchburg, Virginia, on the campus of Liberty University. Be a part of the tailgate party and opening ceremonies kickoff celebration. For more information, visit commonwealthgames.org.
They say you never know what you'll see when you go to the ballpark. The Lynchburg Hillcats want to give you something to look forward to every time you come to Bank of the James Stadium. Join us every week this season for our nightly promotions that will be sure to keep you coming back for more baseball. Drink specials every Thirsty Thursday, fireworks every Saturday night, and kids eat free all Sunday long. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com or by calling 434-528-1144.
I'm Press Cavanaugh, outfielder, and you're listening to Hillcats Baseball.
Bottom of the 5th inning, as Angel Hanau, Prez Cavanaugh, and Bubba Folio will step in against Juan Rodriguez. Rodriguez retired the final few outs of the bottom of the 4th inning. It's been a chaotic game. Entertaining, but ugly. 3 1/3, 6 hits, 5 runs, 3 earned for Ayala. 2 walks, no strikeouts. It'll be Angel Hanau to lead things off. He bats from the left-hand side with the right-hander on the mound. Slow chopper, foul for strike 1. Every time the Hillcats find some momentum, the River Dogs match it, if not improve upon it. They lead 8-5. Ground ball over toward first. Backhanded diving stop by Kinney. Underhand flip, and they just got Hanau. Rodriguez got his foot down just ahead of Hanau, who disagrees with it. Has to trot back nonetheless. There's one away. Kinney with a high flip toward Rodriguez covering. It looked like it was bang bang when their foots touched the bag. But nevertheless, one away for Prez Cavanaugh. He has a solo home run. He chased that one for strike 1. The solo shot came in the 2nd to open up the inning. You know, 1 popped foul and out of play. Strike 2. Cavanaugh, a native of Charlotte, North Carolina,
was born on Halloween
of the year 2000. The 0-2. Back to the screen, and he stays alive. Talk about a spooky birthday. Two-strike pitch. Foul back, and he stays alive. It's not the only Hillcat born on a holiday. Mike Collado born on Christmas Eve. Two-strike pitch to Kavanaugh. In the dirt, good eye. Jordan Smith, the manager, just missed being born on a holiday. He was born July 5th. Two-strike pitch once again to Kavanaugh with one away in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Good eye, 2-2. Wonder how you celebrate a birthday on Halloween. Do you go trick-or-treating? Or do you have a birthday party? Is it a costume party? I would assume so. It's got to be, right? Nevertheless, I'm sure he got candy. The 2-2 to Kavanaugh. Another jolt right field. Could this be two? It is! Fair ball! A second home run for Kavanaugh. Spooky season here in Lynchburg. His second of the day. The second time this week a Hillcat has had two home runs in a ball game. Bubba Filia, the guy who had it last time on Tuesday night at the dish. Now, we have to look, try to figure out when the last time the Hillcats had two guys have two home runs in a game in the same week. That's got to be a long time. Kavanaugh had not hit one all season until today. Aaliyah takes a breaking ball in there for a called strike, 0-1. Not sure where it missed, and they appeal. He did not go around, 1-1. More chirping from the River Dogs. An 8-6 ball game, 1-1. Up and away. Two balls, one strike. Kavanaugh jolted that one. That may have hit a car out in the parking lot. Downstairs, 2-2. There's very few no doubters in this ballpark. That wasn't necessarily a no doubter because it was right down the line. But distance-wise, that would have been gone anywhere in this park. The 2-2. At the knees. And that's ball four. I have the count wrong again. That's what I get for following the scoreboard. And Zach Fascia will dig in. Two-run deficit for the Hillcats. And another trip to the mound goes the pitching coach, Levi Romero. His second trip to the mound tonight. This game has been a beautiful mess. We've had 14 runs, 17 hits, 3 errors, and the only inning where a run hasn't been scored thus far is the first. We have a 4-run inning, a 3-run inning, and twice, 5 runs have been combined in the top and bottom half of an inning. If you like offense and hate pitching, tonight's the ball game for you. We're only in the bottom of the fifth inning. We're an hour and a half into the game. Just feeling like one without a pitch clock. But it's high scoring. Zach Fascia, as the conversation breaks on the mound. Runner on first, one away. He takes a called strike, 0-1. Fascia singled and scored in the fourth inning. The Hillcats put three on the board. Just keep trying to gnaw their way back into it. Charleston holding them just below them. The 0-1. Fascia took a healthy cut, and it went back above the netting. Strike two. And a balk has been called as Rodriguez, a little confused by what happened. Felia was the first to notice it. I think he alerted the umpires to whatever had happened, so he's down into scoring position with one away. Two strikes on Fascia. Double play no longer in the order. The 0-2 is outside. 1-2. Fascia behind the plate tonight. He's seen some time at first base as well. Not much. Not a natural first baseman. Two-strike pitch. Outside again, ball two. Eight to six, our score. Bottom of the fifth inning. 2-2 from Rodriguez. Fascia chased and helped him out. Got a piece of it. He stays alive. Felia at the bag at second. A two-run deficit for Lynchburg. The 2-2. Outside, ball three. Jordan Brown waits on deck. There's some action now brewing in the River Dogs bullpen. The payoff. A long pause, now the delivery. Fascia golfs it to right field. Castillo ranging back. He looks up, and that ball is off the wall. Felia will score. Fascia around second. He's going for a triple. He slides. No tag. Second triple of the series for Zach Fascia. He turned on the Jets coming around second base. He was thinking three all the way. This game can't get any more crazy. Or can it? Fascia with his third triple of the season. Jordan Brown takes upstairs. If you would have told me that Zach Fascia would be one off the team lead on June 16th for triples, I would never have believed you. Ground ball toward third, but foul, 1-1. Wow, we need to catch our breath here. Infield pulled in. Runner at third. 1-1 to Brown. He chased. Strike two. Hillcats, they've trailed the entire game, but the tying run is at third. They have yet to be tied. Right-hander delivers. Brown spits on that one. He went back with the same pitch to see if Brown would offer at it again. This time he laid off. 2-2. Brown drives it left field, but foul. He barreled it up. A drilled foul. Out in front. He'll try again at 2-2. The delivery. Chopped back toward the dugout. Benjamin with a nice pick on the top step. Went with his right hand. We try again at 2-2. Brown skies it left field. Simpson settling underneath it. He's charging in now as the wind blowing it away from him makes the running grab. And Fascia will have to hold it third. Simpson backpedaled a solid 10 feet. And then had to charge in about 30, 35. It looked like he was trying to settle underneath it, just a little bit behind it, to come up firing toward home. And instead, he had to run a near marathon to catch that and keep it from hitting the grass. Jose Pastrano will step in. Runner still at third, but with two away. He offers at it. Strike one. Fascia trying to distract the right-hander on the mound. The 0-1. Pastrano swung out of his shoes. Strike two. He'll step out, call time, and regroup. Tying run over at third. Bottom of the fifth inning. 8-7 our score. This has been a wild game. We still have about half of it left to go. Hillcats have never led. The 0-2. Pastrano spit on it. Did not go around on the appeal. The right-hander delivers the 1-2. Pastrano lifts it to right field, not very deep. Castillo charging in on it, hustling on his horse, and makes the grab to end the inning. Back and forth we go. 8-7 our score. Each team putting two runs on the board in the fifth inning. As we head to the sixth here in Lynchburg. We'll be back with more on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
If you're looking for a home, auto, or life insurance plan, look no further. State Farm has been offering great coverage at surprisingly low rates for over 100 years. Stop in and see one of the four Central Virginia insurance agents. For Lynchburg, call Chip Harvey. For Rustburg, contact Jack Dean. For Appomattox, call Sarah Saunders. And for Madison Heights, visit Kim Z. Gardner. Contact your local State Farm agents today.
Celebrate Independence Day at the ballpark as the Hillcats return home for a two-week homestand June 27th through July 9th as they face the Delmarva Shorebirds and the Salem Red Sox. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Hillcats baseball is in full swing. It's time for a quick game recap on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network. Here's Jason Prill.
Eight to seven, our score as we head to the top half of the sixth inning. Yuri Hervasio remains on the mound for the Hillcats. We'll recap it here as it has been chaotic. And I think that's the understatement of the day. Four runs for the River Dogs in the second inning. One for Lynchburg in the second. One for them in the third. Two more for the River Dogs in the top of the fourth. Three for the Hillcats in the bottom of the fourth. And then each team with two in the fifth inning. Cavanaugh with two home runs on the day. Two for three. Xavier Isaac grounds it over toward second. Benjamin sidearm flip. One away. The scoreboard just disappeared on me. There it is. Eight runs, 11 hits, two errors for Charleston. Seven runs, eight hits, one error for Lynchburg. Dominic Keegan will step in. He takes a called strike. 0-1. Keegan has walked twice tonight. Grounded out to third the one time he put the ball in play. Up and away, 1-1. Gervasio delivers that down low, 2-1. The left-hander kicks and delivers a breaking ball that never broke, 3-1. Gervasio, one of four left-handed pitchers on the squad. 3-1, finds the zone full count. The others, Parker Matzik, Tomas Reyes, and Adam Tulloch. Payoff pitch. Breaking ball grounded over toward first. Felia playing off the bag. Sprints to it himself. Route number two. Fifteen runs total between these two ball clubs. An offensive showcase. Pitching nightmare. Cooper Kinney. 1-for-3 on the day. He takes upstairs, ball one. Kinney singled in the fourth inning. The single brought two runners home. So that just misses, ball two. These two teams both mathematically eliminated from the first half contention. 3-0. That's not stopping them from putting on a show. First half is up in just under a week next Thursday. Last day of the first half. 3-0. Just missed a bit high. A four-pitch walk to Cooper Kinney. Second time he's reached base. Ryan Spikes. 0-for-3 with two strikeouts. He struck out in the second, popped out to the catcher in the third, and struck out looking in the fourth. Infield shifted toward third. Spikes has destroyed the Hillcats this week as he lines this one in the center field on Tunez. Drifts over and secures it. The inning is over. One of the cleanest innings of the night for either team. Four came to the plate. Three were retired. We head to the bottom half of the sixth inning. 8-7 in favor of the River Dogs. We'll be back with more after this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So, check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice, and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchase is required, and availability is limited. We're ready when you're ready. Check Lynchburg first.
Become a Hillcats season ticket member and never miss out on any of the action. Save money on tickets, enjoy VIP parking, and meet the Hillcats team for a season ticket member autograph session. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about becoming a Hillcats season ticket member.
Mi nombre es José Debe, Infield. Está escuchando Hirschka.
Well, it'll be Michael Sansone to try and calm the storm that is this ball game. Making his 11th appearance, he's 1-1 with a 3.57 ERA. In just under 18 innings, 21 strikeouts, 3 walks, 7 earned runs allowed. As Juan Benjamin will step in. He was thrown out leading off third on a pickoff play from the catcher. Threw back behind him. First pitch up above the zone, ball one. Hillcats have scored in each of the last 4 innings. They've trailed the entire game, though. Missing inside, ball two. Benjamin, 0 for 2. He did walk, though, in that 4th inning. Before being picked off, inside edge, 2-1. Left-hander delivers that a little bit low. 3-1. Sansone, 5'9", 195 from Cheshire, Connecticut. Benjamin fights it off, full count. He doesn't walk many. We mentioned only 3 on the year. The Hillcats can draw one. That'd be pretty rare. The payoff. Floated into the bullpen for the River Dogs. Benjamin steps down and calls time. The payoff from the left-hander. A long pause. Now he delivers. In the dirt, ball four, only his 3rd walk of the season. But that just fits with how this game is going. Not much makes sense. As Jose Devers will step in. Runner on first, nobody out. Devers took a hack at the fastball for strike one. Oh, and two is that found the zone. Sansone has had good command since high school. He struck out 166 to just 23 walks. Now back home in Cheshire. 1-2 is that missed upstairs. The left-hander kicks and has it grounded into left field by Devers as the Hillcats get their first 2 base runners aboard here in the 6th. Devers has reached base every time he's been to the plate. Twice on an air. Twice via the single. That'll draw Keegan out for a conversation. As Wilfredo Antunez will step in. He singled back in the 1st inning. He does have a sacrifice back in the 4th. He squares around, bunts it up in the air, but foul. Sansone was the closest to it. He was booking it. He would have made the play if he had been there. Now he's looking for a ground ball. He's forced 2 of them on the season to turn a double play. The 0-1 to Antunez, a breaking ball that he was out in front, and it went foul. Antunez feeling like he can't catch a break. That was 71 miles per hour
from Sansone. That was more like a Zach Greinke pitch. The 0-2. Right at the knees, and Antunez strikes out looking. And he's a bit frustrated. Jordan Smith glaring back toward home plate. As he says something, he's chirping. And the home plate umpire and him have a brief conversation. One away, and that's a big first out. Angel Hanau at the dish. First one in the dirt, ball one. Hillcats have not led or been tied in this ballgame. They're down 8-7, tying run on second. Sansone attended Fairfield up in the great northeast. 2-0 as that ran in tight on Hanau. He is not allowed a run in his last five outings, going eight innings of scoreless baseball. The 2-0. Not sure where it missed, and I don't think anyone else knew either. 3-0. We'll see if Lynchburg gets the green light. They've had it a couple times this series. The 3-0 to Hanau. He did, and it's a slow dribbler towards short. Going to be a tough play. They'll only get the one out at first. As Hanau is retired. Devers and Benjamin move into scoring position. Prez Cavanaugh will step in. He's got two home runs on the day. Both solo shots down the right field line. Both mammoth blasts. Second Hillcat this week to hit two home runs in a ball game. His first two of his professional career. That one finds the top of the zone for a called strike, 0-1. Tying run at third, go-ahead run at second, bottom of the sixth inning. Hillcats down by one. The 0-1. Cavanaugh watches a strike, 0-2. Now he's got to protect. The left-hander comes set. He delivers. Big breaking ball that almost caught the inside corner, 1-2. Cavanaugh kind of backed up a little bit, 72. That thing comes in slow. The 1-2 from Sansone. Cavanaugh tipped it into the glove, and the inning is over. Hillcats got their first two runners aboard and can't do anything with it. For only the second time this ball game, neither team has scored in an inning. We head to the seventh, 8-7 in favor of the River Dogs when we return on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Check out Creative Edge Design Incorporated for your signs, banners, and wrap services. We are a 3M certified graphics installation company backed by a 3M warranty, protecting your graphics against any cracking, fading, or peeling for over 10 years. Your graphics will continue to look exactly like they did on the day they were installed. Visit us at cedi.biz for more information. Creative Edge Designs, custom designs for you.
Become a member of Southpaw's Free Kids Club today and receive free access to select Hillcats home games, special member-only events, and lots of other fun benefits. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more. Southpaw's Free Kids Club is proudly presented by Lynchburg Dental Center.
You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Great crowd on hand this evening. 2,205 for Backyard Hillcats Night.
kids have taken over various parts of the ball game. And a great t-shirt giveaway, 500 in the door. All got a three-quarters length t-shirt, and it is fantastic. I've got mine on right now. It's got an animated Hillcat logo, or Southpaw, that is, as Colmenares takes upstairs for ball one. One of those shirts that I'll be wearing more than just the ballpark. A 1-0, called a strike. Herbacio staying on the mound. He came on in the fourth inning. Pitch two complete in the top of the seventh. Colmenares fouls it away and stays alive. Wind continuing to gust toward right field. That has helped Kavanaugh drive two out. And what has been a wild game. 20 hits combined. We're at the top of the seventh inning. That ran up high. 2-2. We have seen quite a lot of offense in this ball game. Not in this ball game, excuse me. In this series. Yesterday, the only game semi-controlled. The 2-2 from Herbacio. In the dirt, full count. Got a lot of runs scored and a lot of hits on the board. The payoff from Herbacio. Breaking ball dropped Colmenares to the deck. And he leads off the inning with a walk. Dallas Peguero will step in. That one misses down and away for ball one. Just to show how offensive-minded these two teams have been this week, on Wednesday evening, 27 combined hits. Lynchburg had 17, Charleston had 10, and the Hillcats won on a walk-off. The 1-0 in the dirt, and Herbacio maybe starting to get a little bit tired working into his third full inning. There is some action going on for the Hillcats in the bullpen. Runner on first, nobody out. The 2-0 is a throw over. Colmenares does have 6 stolen bases on the year, and Fascia, not a guy known for throwing out runners. He goes. It's a ground ball right back to Herbacio. He knocks it down and will take the play at first, as Colmenares will move into scoring position on the fielder's choice. Hit and run worked out well as it eliminates the double play. As Christopher Barrette, 1-3. Herbacio comes set and fires a little bit wide. 1-0. Make sure to join us tomorrow night at the ballpark. It's Hillcats versus Cancer Night as we raise money for pediatric brain cancer research, as that's in there 1-1. We'll celebrate the evening with a fireworks show afterward. Be sure to get your tickets. The weather is expected to be beautiful. Hopefully another nice night. The 1-1. Ground ball to first. Falia behind the bag, just foul. 1-2. It's crazy to think we had a pop-up shower earlier this afternoon. Came in about 3 o'clock, and the heavens just opened up, and rain came pouring down over Bank of the James Stadium. They had to pull the tarp across.
across the field to protect it. As the two-strike pitch on its way from Hervasio. Slap foul and a screamer into the seats. Always be paying attention. That came in hot. But it only lasted about 10 minutes, and then it cleared out, and we haven't had rain since. The 1-2 from Hervasio. Chopped over toward first. Felia waited back on it, played it nicely. He'll take it himself. The runner moves down to third. As Starnley Castillo has headed toward the box. He's 3-for-3. Castillo having his best game of the year. And Jordan Smith will go to his bullpen to try and force Castillo to think it through a little bit longer. As Hervasio did his job. And made it nearly one way through the entirety of the order. He'll get a nice ovation as he leaves with a runner left on third base. And an 8-7 deficit. It'll be Magnus Ellerts when we come back on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Hey there, Hillcats fans. The Guardians future is here on MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Hillcats on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Use promo code Hillcats at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Want to create a memorable group experience at the ballpark this summer? To learn more about how you can customize group outings, picnics, and skybox suite rentals, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com today.
Catch all the action all season long at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Now back to the field, here's Jason Prill.
Magnus Ellerts will take over for Hervasio. 2 away, top of the 7th inning. Ellerts on the season, making his 16th appearance. He's 0-1 with a 2.45 ERA in 22 innings. 34 strikeouts, 4 walks. Opponents are only hitting 2.14 against him. Ellerts, a tall right-handed arm. 6'5", 225. 22 years of age from Woodbridge, Virginia. However, and I'd have to look it up, but this may be the first time two Florida Southwestern State alum have appeared in the same ball game in professional baseball. Ayala opened the game for the River Dogs. Ellerts on now for relief in the 7th. Castillo takes upstairs, ball one. He's 3-for-3 on the night. But I don't have the official numbers on that. Maybe somebody from Florida Southwestern State can alert me. The 1-0. Breaking ball in there, 1-1. We talked about that earlier in the broadcast. They did not overlap. They never played with each other. Ayala drafted in 21, Ellerts last season. Slapped foul, strike two. Ellerts was a transfer in. He attended Patrick Henry Community College before making his way down to or to Southwestern State. Runner on third, two away. 8-7 lead for the River Dogs, the 1-2. At the knees, called strike three. Sit down, see you later, Castillo. As Ellerts comes in and picks up a big strikeout to keep this a one-run game. It's time to stretch here in the Hill City as we'll step aside when you hear this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Scientech Systems is your technology partner. Whether it's business class internet, phone and TV, or their world-class IT services, Scientech is here to manage your technology needs so you can focus on what you love to do. Visit Scientech.com for a free quote today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hello, this is Jordan Smith, the Lynchburg Hillcats manager. You're listening to Hillcats Baseball.
Felia, Fascia, and Brown do up here in the bottom half of the seventh inning. 8-7 our score. Charleston out in front. Lynchburg has trailed the entirety of the ballgame. They have not led or even been tied. And if they cannot tie it here, the odds become ever so more against them as the River Dogs are 19-3 when leading after 7. Bubba Felia to dig in. He takes a called strike. 0-1. How important is the run, you might ask? When tied after 7, Charleston is 2-3. Strike 2 to Felia as he's taking all the way. Michael Sansone remains on the mound. That one down and away. 1-2. Heavy dosage of breaking balls to Felia, knowing he likes the fastball. 1-2. That one at 85 downstairs. 2-2. A 2-2. Felia pops it up first base side, heading out of play, and it finds the seats. Kinney gave it a look, but landed about 2 or 3 rows back. Might have been able to get his glove out there if he had been there, but it would have been tough. The 2-2 to Felia. Check swing. They appeal. He did not go around. And the count goes full. Felia was hit by a pitch. Earlier in the ball game, as he swung through that, he wanted to hit one out of there. You can see it on his face as he is set down. Route number 1. That'll bring up Zach Fanship. Speaking of hitting one out, he almost did. He hit it off the top of the right field wall for a triple. In his last plate appearance back in the 5th, he's now second on the team with 3. He's bunting. And it goes foul. Fascia feeling confident. Now he'll do some stretches. Maybe not fully loose for laying that one down. Trying to catch the defense asleep with a bunt. See if he tries it again. Spikes, not necessarily pulled in. The 0-1, Fascia was swinging, strike 2. Nobody aboard, one away. Michael Sansone into the motion. Fascia pops it up and out of play as he stays alive. The 0-2 pitch, a long pause. The pitch clock winds down. He delivers.
in the dirt. Bounced it in front of home plate. A breaking ball, 1-2. I'm telling you, that is a slow curveball. Two-strike pitch. Comp the corner, strike three called. Fascia goes down looking. Back-to-back strikeouts to open up the inning. Four on the day for Sansone as Jordan Brown will step in. Jordan Brown, 1-for-3. He grounds this one toward third, spikes, plays it on the hop, and fires it over toward first. And a 1-2-3 inning. That is the first 1-2-3 frame for either team in this ballgame. We head to the eighth, 8-7 lead for the River Dogs when we return on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
The YMCA has been serving Lynchburg and the surrounding community for years. With two Central Virginia locations, the YMCA has plenty to offer for kids and adults alike. To join or check out one of the classes, camps, or programs offered by the Y, visit ymcacva.org or stop in at their downtown or Jamerson locations. The YMCA is a proud partner of Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Become a Hillcats season ticket member and never miss out on any of the action. Save money on tickets, enjoy VIP parking, and meet the Hillcats team for a season ticket member autograph session. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about becoming a Hillcats season ticket member.
Catch all the action all season long at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Now, back to the field. Here's Jason Pritt.
Magnus Ellerts will remain on the mound for the eighth inning. 8-7 advantage for the River Dogs. Back-to-back innings where neither team has scored. We didn't think that would happen the way this game had started out. It has been back and forth. However, Charleston has never trailed. Hasn't been tied since it was scoreless in the first inning. Or I guess technically after the first inning. It'll be the top of the order as Ellerts was on for the final strikeout of the seventh. That means we can officially close the book on Hervasio. As the first pitch to Simpson is upstairs, ball one. Hervasio went two innings. No hits, no runs, two walks, no strikeouts. That fastball at 93, 1-1. Ellerts has arguably been the Hillcats' best reliever this season. That's the 1-1. This is wide, 2-1. Hopefully, that doesn't come back to bite me. I've jinxed myself quite a few times this year. 2-1 from Ellerts. That's in there at 93. Two balls, two strikes. Simpson, 2-for-4 on the day. Here's the delivery from Ellerts. Slapped out of play down the left field line. The wind starting to die down just a little bit. Flag still flowing out toward right field, but not as sharply. There's more of a wave to the flag now than a stiff breeze. 2-2 to Simpson. Slow chopper, foul first base side. It's been a beautiful night. Beautiful week for baseball, really. And it'll continue tomorrow. Fireworks after the game. 6:30 first pitch. The 2-2. Right field. Kavanaugh in plenty of time makes the grab for out number one. Isaac, 1-for-4. He singled back in the second inning. Now he takes a called strike. Excuse me. Down and away. Missed. 1-0. Popped up. Center field on Tunez. Doesn't see it. Now he charges in on it. And makes the grab. 2 away. Took him a second. It got lost in the lights. And Tunez tried to find it. Not a natural center fielder. Typically, that's where where Lipscomb plays. Kavanaugh came over to high five Benjamin as Dominic Keegan will step in. Lipscomb having the night off. So Antunez filling that spot. First pitch is downstairs for ball one to Keegan. He's 0 for 2, but has walked twice. No counts down by one, top of the eighth inning. 8-7 our score. A breaking ball in there for a called strike, 1-1. See how long the River Dogs will stick with Sansone. He's pitched well since entering the ball game. He's gone 2 full innings. Blew it by him, 1-2. Ellert's the right-hander from Woodbridge. A Nova native. The 1-2 kicks and delivers in the dirt, 2-2. Keegan awaits the delivery. The right-hander fires. Breaking ball, didn't get the call as it ran just a bit wide off the outside edge. Full count, payoff pitch with 2 away. Fastball popped up right field. Kavanaugh stutter stepped and will make the grab. In the same spot that he originally left. A 1-2-3 inning. Back-to-back half innings of 1-2-3 baseball. We head to the bottom half of the eighth inning, an 8-7 lead for the River Dogs when we come back on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Hey there, Hillcats fans. 76 would like to invite you to save up when you fill up. Download the new Fuel Forward app today and save money every time you fill up at a 76 station. The new Fuel Forward app is the easiest way to pay and save on fuel. 76, we're on the driver's side.
Mi nombre es José Deve. Hoy en fin, estoy escuchando Hirschka.
Sansone's day is done. He goes 2 innings, 1 hit, no runs, 1 walk, and 4 strikeouts. The bad news is Drew Summers, Carlson's best reliever, is taking over for him. The lefty is 1-3 with a 1.47 ERA, just over 18 innings, 32 strikeouts, and 3 walks. Jose Pastrano will lead things off here in this inning. As the first pitch is in there for a called strike, 0-1. He pitched earlier in this series. 2 innings, no hits, no runs, no walks, 4 strikeouts. Missing wide, 1-1. left-hander, and Pastrano completely fooled. 1-2. Summer, 6'3", 250, from Hoffman's Estates, Illinois. Attended Central Arizona. Drafted in the 11th round last season. Pastrano, 0-2. He walked back in the fourth inning. The 1-2 pitch. Had him out in front. One away. It's going to be tough if the Hillcats want to get back into this ballgame and tie it. This is not the guy you want to face. River Dogs throwing their best relievers out there tonight. Juan Benjamin with one away in the eighth. He's walked twice, but it's 0-2. In there for a called strike. 0-1. Lefty on righty matchup. Benjamin well out in front, fooled again by a breaking ball. Now Summers has that working here early in his outing. 0-2. He'll step out and call time. The two-strike pitch. Line drive up the middle, out past the glove of Summers, and into center field as Benjamin picks up his first hit of the night, a one-out single. He represents the tying run in the bottom of the eighth inning. Jose Devers, he's reached base every time he's been to the plate, but he's 2-for-4. Two singles and two errors as the ball has gotten loose in the right field corner. Benjamin takes his lead off first. I doubt they'll try to be aggressive in such a close ball game. Devers swings out the first pitch well out in front of another breaking ball, 0-1. Summers really pounding the zone with those breaking balls. Not many fastballs to speak of. The 0-1 is a throw over. Benjamin back with the dive. The 0-1 delivery. Devers waited back on it and was well behind the fastball. He's down to the count 0-2. One-run ball game, bottom of the eighth inning. Drew Summers most likely will be tasked with a six-out save opportunity. Outside corner, no strike call. One ball, two strikes. Unless he runs into trouble and has to make a lot of pitches in this inning, you would assume they would ride him for the last two innings of this ballgame. The 1-2 pitch from the lefty. Upstairs, Devers thought about it but stopped his bat. He took his front hand off of it and let that go through the zone partially. Kept his backhand holding it. Behind the plane, the 2-2, off speed, and he fought it off to stay alive. Benjamin takes his lead off of first. The 2-2 delivery. At the knees, called strike three, and Devers goes down. Looking, and he shakes his head and heads back to the dugout. Clearly disagreeing with the call. Doesn't matter. His word doesn't matter. If it were up to him, it would never be a strike. Unless he swung. Wilfredo Antunez. 1-for-4. First pitch misses in tight. Ball one. Two away now. Tying run at first. 8-7 ball game. Bottom of the eighth inning in favor of the River Dogs. Trying to even the series at 2 apiece. Runner breaks. Chased on it. The throw down nowhere near in time as Ron Benjamin picks up a stolen base. That's his 13th stolen base of the season. And now, Sommers will have to think a little bit about the signs he's receiving. Antunez in a 1-1 count. A base hit might tie the ball game. They're going to send him no matter what as long as he's in the outfield. The 1-1. Antunez helped him out. Strike two. Antunez just has not looked comfortable at the plate in this last week or so. Two-strike pitch. Fouled that back. Just barely getting a piece of it. Tying run in scoring position. Two away. Bottom of the eighth inning. Hillcats down by one. Antunez trying to keep this inning alive and maybe tie the ball game. He's down in the count 1-2. Sommers comes set. He delivers. Fastball, and Antunez fought it off. He was behind it and just fought it into the seats. Sweaty palms time at Bank of the James Stadium. The 1-2. Antunez spin on it. And the count is even at 2 apiece. He went back with the breaking ball. See if the Hillcats would chase it again. Now it's 2-2. Lefty on lefty matchup. Summers sets at the letters. Checks second and delivers. Antunez just reached out and fouled it back. That's a protection swing if I've ever seen it. Had a couple of those in this at-bat. Waiting for his pitch, just trying to fight it off until Summers might leave one in the middle of the zone. The 2-2, runner breaks, and it's fouled back again. Antunez got a fastball and spoiled it. See if they send the runner again on a 2-2 count. Nobody covering the bag. The pitch, he holds. It's outside. Full count. This has been a long at-bat. This will be the 10th pitch. The payoff from Summers. Inside, ball four. He lost him. He was ahead in the count, 0-2, and Antunez works a walk. A big at-bat. Made him throw a lot of pitches as Angel Hanau slowly walks to the plate. Hanau looking straight down. Takes a deep breath and now digs in. Two aboard, two away. Summers out to make his 24th pitch of the ball game. And now grounds it over towards short. Charged by the shortstop. Had trouble getting out of his glove and just got him by a step as Hanau slams his helmet in disgust. Summers gets out of it, but he had to make 24 pitches. A long inning for the lefty as we head to the ninth. A one-run ball game when we return on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
The Lynchburg Area Youth Sports Initiative, also known as LAZY, exists to make sports accessible to all kids through pop-up clinics, camps, motivational speakers, and their free sports locker. Have gently used gear and equipment sitting around in your garage? Drop off your donation in the LAZY Sports Locker donation cart to get one free general admission ticket to a Hillcats game. Support LAZY and help kids play.
It's the Hillcats' biggest homestand ever. The Lynchburg Hillcats return home for 12 straight days of baseball, June 27th through July 9th. The homestand will feature four fireworks shows on July 1st, 3rd, 4th, and the 8th as we celebrate our freedom with America's pastime. On July 6th, we'll be partnering with 76 Fuel to give away 760 free tickets to fans who download the Fuel Forward app. Get your tickets for the biggest homestand ever at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
From Bank of the James Stadium, you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Hunter the order due up to face Magnus Ellerts in the top of the ninth inning. 8-7 lead for the River Dogs. They do not lose ball games when they lead going into the ninth inning. After 8, 19-3. So the Hillcats won. Need to hold them here and do some damage in the bottom half of the ninth inning. They want to walk away victorious tonight. Ellerts has it roped into right center field. Charging on it are both the right and center fielders, but it lands in between them for a leadoff single. As Ryan Spikes will dig in. Spikes 0-4 tonight. Two strikeouts. They'd love a ground ball here to get that runner off the base pass. Cooper Kinney over at first. A slider in there for a called strike, 0-1. Another ball has gotten loose. Not sure from where. But the River Dogs bench coach, or first base coach rather, I believe he's both, will hand the ball away. The 0-1 downstairs, one ball, one strike. Hillcats won the first two games of this series. Charleston won last night. They lead by one here in the ninth. With the runner aboard and nobody out. The 1-1, that's in there, strike two. Ellerts, like most relievers, more losses than wins due to the nature of the position. Downstairs, 2-2. However, he can hold them. Hillcats can somehow find a way to scrap a couple runs across. Pick up his first professional victory. The 2-2 upstairs. Good job by Fascia to hold on to it. Runner on first, nobody out. The payoff pitch from Magnus Ellerts. He comes set at the belt. A 3-2. At the knees, called strike three. Spikes is furious as he walks back to the dugout. He can't believe it. Has a few additional words for the home plate umpire. As Carlos Colmenares will dig in. That one was right at the knees, a big first out here in this inning. Colmenares takes it in the dirt. A good pick by Fascia. That was too close of a pitch to take if your Ryan Spikes. May have been a hair low, but borderline right at the knees. Colmenares, though, chased a high fastball, 1-1. That's the perfect pitch for Ellerts. Not much you can do other than top it over if you put it in play. Unless you really went down and got it. The 1-1. Jammed him. Out of play. 1-2. .95 on that fastball from Ellerts. One of the hardest throwers out of the Hillcats bullpen. Samuel Vasquez holds the title. The lone Hillcat to hit 101. Did that earlier this season. Two-strike pitch. Got away from Fascia. That allowed the runner to move into scoring position. As the double play no longer a possibility, as I believe Fascia may have gotten crossed up. It's 2-2. Roman Ahrens, 1-for-2 on the day. He doubled and scored in the fifth and has walked twice. He's made pitchers work. Now is an opportunity for an RBI. The 2-2. Foul back. Just got a piece of the fastball. He fought it off. Ellert's looking for that put-out pitch. Outfield pulled pretty far in. The 2-2. Gulped at it and missed. Foul tipped into the glove. For out number two, third strikeout for Ellerts. As it'll be up to Odalis Peguero if they want to add an insurance run. Charleston leads by one. Top of the ninth inning. The right-hander Ellerts trying to work his second full frame. Ball one to Peguero. Peguero on the day. 2-for-4. He doubled in the second, singled and scored in the fifth. Rounded into a fielder's choice his last time at the dish. That fastball well outside, ball two. If Peguero gets aboard, Christopher Verrete is on deck. 2-0. Slow chopper to first, but foul. Runner on second, two away. Top of the ninth inning, one-run lead for Charleston. The 2-1 from Magnus Ellerts. Upstairs, ball three. Ellerts. Over 35 pitches on the evening. He's already pitched two full innings. Just now starting to get some action in the Hillcats bullpen if they need it. The 3-1. Called a strike on the outside corner. Peguero not a fan. Runner on second. Two away. The payoff pitch from Ellerts. Strike three called. Ellerts talks some trash as he heads back to the dugout. And the Hillcats find themselves down by one. Heading to the bottom half of the ninth inning. Three strikeouts in the inning, four on the ballgame for Ellerts. As we head to the bottom half of the ninth inning. One to tie, two to win. We'll be back with it right after this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
If you haven't planned that vacation yet, start by checking Lynchburg Regional Airport. With our great round-trip airfares to many popular destinations, flying from Lynchburg is easy and affordable. Offering daily departures on American Airlines to Charlotte with connections to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. To check airfares and book tickets, visit flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice, and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchase is required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection. Check Lynchburg first.
Revenge will be on the mind of the Lynchburg Hillcats as a rematch of last year's Carolina League Championship takes place at Bank of the James Stadium June 13th through the 18th. Join us on Friday as we give away 500 three-quarters length t-shirts for Backyard Hillcats Night. On Saturday, the Hillcats will be raising money for the Pediatric Brain Tumor Foundation as part of the Hillcats vs. Cancer Night. Then on Sunday, sign up for the Father's Day barbecue to enjoy special treats for dads and their families. Get your tickets at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
I'm Press Cavanaugh, outfielder, and you're listening to Hillcats Baseball.
Almost as if as on cue, Prez Cavanaugh to lead things off in the bottom half of the ninth inning. He's 2-for-4, 2 home runs on the day. As Bruce Sommers remains on for the 6-out save. The Hillcats have not scored since the bottom of the fifth inning. They have not been tied. They have not led. They need 1 to tie, 2 to win. Lefty-on-lefty matchup to open up the ninth frame. First pitch from Sommers is down and away, ball 1. Sommers does not walk many, but he made a lot of pitches in that eighth inning. Closing in on 30 for the outing. The 1-0. Broken bat dribbler over towards second. Gobbled up by Peguero, just beating Cavanaugh to the bag, 1 away. That bat split right down the middle as Bubba Folio will step in. Hillcats need base runners. 1 away. Folio 0-for-2. He struck out in his last at bat. Took a big cut and came up empty as he watches a strike. 0-1. Nobody aboard, 1 away, bottom of the ninth inning, 1-run game in favor of Charleston. Road team trying to even the series. Grounder just foul past the third baseman. Strike 2 on Folia. Zach Fascia waits on deck. Left-hander comes set, now delivers. Fought off foul. And Folia stays alive. The wind has completely dissipated. The flag at its side, it's been blowing all night. It is gone here in the ninth. The 0-2 to Folia. Fought off foul again, he was behind the fastball. But he stays alive, and that's what's most important. A 2-strike pitch yet again. Up above the belt. That was close. A good eye from Folia. Tough take. Came with a changeup. And Folia wisely spit on it. 1-2. Breaking ball, that one got him. 2 away. Hillcats down to their final out, and it comes in the form of Zach Fascia. Fascia 2-for-4 on the day. And a triple back in the fifth inning. He represents the last hope for the Hillcats. They need 1 to tie. 2 to win. The pitch took a healthy hack at a breaking ball for strike 1. Sommers, tough to hit off of. An ERA of 1.35 now. The 0-1 on its way. Another breaking ball for strike 2. Hillcats down to their final strike. They've trailed the entirety of the ball game, but they trail by 1. They have not scored since the fifth. The left-hander comes set at the letters. The pitch. Breaking ball, and Fascia just got a piece of it. Came with three straight. We'll see if he tries to speed him up. And come with the fastball. We'll try again at 0-2. Lefty on righty matchup. Hillcats down to their final strike. The pitch. Came back with something off speed, and Fascia just fights it off foul. Every game in this series has felt close. Yesterday, the lone exception. Nothing's been easy for either ball club. The 0-2 from Summers. Fascia fought it off foul. Fastball, the first of the at-bat, as he stays alive. Summers looking for that final pitch to end the ball game. What will he turn to here? He delivers. Well outside, 1-2. Fascia spit on it. It's been a chaotic ball game, but it's calmed down since the fifth. The left-hander comes set and fires. Got him. Ball game ends 8-7 victory in favor of Charleston. He went off speed and got Fascia to go chase. We'll step aside and recap it when we come back after this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
This summer, spend your evenings at the ballpark with the Lynchburg Hillcats as they look to return to the Carolina League playoffs. Join us all season long for fun promotions, weekly fireworks shows, and America's pastime. Want to raise money for your school, religious organization, or nonprofit? Visit the Community Champions page on our website to turn baseball into bucks. For more information or for tickets, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Become a Hillcats season ticket member and never miss out on any of the action. Save money on tickets, enjoy VIP parking, and meet the Hillcats team for a season ticket member autograph session. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about becoming a Hillcats season ticket member.
You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Eight to seven, the final score. Charleston walks away victorious as they even the series at two apiece. They struck first in the top of the second, a four spot that really kind of made things difficult for Lynchburg. They would try and claw their way back, cut it to 4-2 heading into the fourth, and they would give up two more runs in the top half of the fourth. In the bottom half of the inning, they put three on the board to trail by one. And then they traded a two spot in the top of the fifth and the bottom of the fifth before pitching dominated the rest of the way. Zeros from the fifth inning on. From the sixth inning on. Eight runs, 12 hits, two errors for the River Dogs. Seven runs, 10 hits, one error for the Hillcats. Shout out to Prez Cavanaugh tonight. Two home runs. His first home run as a Hillcat and a professional. And his first two home run game as a professional. We'll be back tomorrow, 6:30, first pitch in the Hill City. Fireworks after the game if you want to get your tickets, Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. It's also Hillcats versus Cancer Night as we fight childhood brain cancer and raise money to try and find a cure. So get your tickets, Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Once again, your final score, Charleston 8, Lynchburg 7. I'm Jason Brill, saying good night, God bless, and go Hillcats.